Welcome everyone to the Let's Talk Surgery podcast for the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh. I am your host, as always, Gregory Accotta, and I'm joined by my friend, Ceci. How are you doing?
Hey Greg, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excited. We have managed to command the attention of office bearers and we are about to torture them for a Christmas special. I am over the moon.
I am too. I feel like a rock star.
Yeah. So today on the show, we are bringing you a Christmas special, which is a Christmas quiz with the office bearers of our CSZ. We will go through and introduce all our guests today, starting with the president.
Hi, Mike Griffin, president of the college. Thank you, Greg. And you're not think you're a rock star, Ceci. You are a rock star.
Yeah.
Mike, that's the second time you've come on this podcast and shown favoritism to Ceci. I know she's your current fellow, but I'm still here. Thanks, Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan Parks, one of the vice presidents. Happy Christmas, everybody. And looking forward to being embarrassed by Greg and Ceci as usual, but good to be here.
Excellent. And Paula.
Hi, I'm Paula Rajesh. Thank you, Greg and Ceci, to organize this, and I hope you really tear a strip of all of us this afternoon.
That is the plan, Paula. I'm glad you're up for it. And we're introducing some new members of Council and Office Bearers to the podcast. We'll start with Claire.
Hi, guys. I'm Claire. I'm the new Honorary Secretary of the College, and my day job is I'm a colorectal surgeon down in Yorkshire. I'm absolutely terrified about being humiliated about my lack of general knowledge, but I think this is a great idea and I wish everybody a lovely Christmas.
Alistair.
Hi folks, I'm Alistair Gibson, I'm the Honorary Treasurer and I'm also an orthopaedic surgeon, so I know absolutely the answers to all the questions because all orthopaedic surgeons are the creme de la creme.
Naturally.
Thank you very much, I look forward to seeing you.
So that bit will be edited out of the podcast, don't worry. Philip?
Hi, I'm Phil Taylor. I'm the Dean of the Dental Faculty, and I'm mortified. I've never cast a pod in my life before, and I don't know what's going on at all. And if you ask me any questions about Ackland's anatomy, I'm going to walk out immediately.
Excellent. So the first question is to Phil.
the Vegas.
You walked into that one.
You certainly did. Right. So this episode is really a bit of fun and just to bring the Christmas cheer to members, fellows and other affiliates of our college. Thank you very much once again to Office Bearers for joining us today. Ceci, as you get the first opportunity to grill our guests, so I'll hand over to you first.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, this is absolutely fantastic getting all the office bearers together for a bit of fun at the end of a difficult year. So the first question is to Mike. What edible gift does the Queen traditionally give her staff at Christmas?
Ooh, I think I used to know this, but I... gosh.
Put that countdown song on just to wind the clock.
And you can nominate a deputy being the head.
Does she give Christmas puddings to everybody?
She does. Very well done. Yeah. And fun fact, it used to come from somewhere really fancy like Harrods, but this year, to save money, they're coming from Tesco's. So there you go. Christmas pudding.
Gosh. I don't know where that came from. I'm rather pleased with myself.
well done. Back
That's
to you, Gregory.
Start. Rowan. You are doing a ward round and you have a patient who is on warfarin and you're asked by your FY1, what Christmas vegetable should your patient avoid?
Well, some people avoid them routinely anyway, but I guess for those on warfarin, they have to avoid some green vegetables that are high in vitamin K, and I'd say Brussels sprouts.
Hey, well done. I knew you'd get that.
You knew you'd get it, did you?
I did. I had every faith in you.
I'm impressed, Ron.
You're impressed with that one? Go yeah. On. Have to avoid kale and broccoli and some other things as well.
I was going to say broccoli, I must say.
Yeah.
Didn't know Brussels.
But the question was about Christmas vegetables, so that has to be a Brussels sprout.
Look at that. Oh, Professor Park
I
showing
off. I think you might have had wind of the answer.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of wind.
Very impressive. Now, next, Paula. On the 10th...
I'm terrified.
Don't be terrified. You'd be grand.
Right answer.
On the 10th day of Christmas, what did my true love send to me?
Well, my true love is standing outside the room listening to me, and I haven't got a clue.
Oh, no. You don't know the song.
I know another version of the song, but it's a bit naughty.
Something about a pear tree.
Greg's going to sing it. Greg can sing.
Oh, no, we don't want Greg singing on this. It'll break people's smart devices. It's that bad. Oh.
It'll only break the charts because it'll be number one, Ceci, but I'm not going to do that today.
It's not a partridge, I'm afraid. It's actually 10 lords are leaping on the 10th.
I told you, I'm useless at this.
Oh, that's fine. There are more questions to redeem yourself, Paula. Don't worry. Alistair will come to you next. As an orthopedic surgeon, I am certain you'll get this because orthopedic surgeons are the creme de la creme. So what operation did the Russian surgeon Rogozov have to perform on himself while stranded on an Antarctic expedition? It was not anything to do with bones and a drill.
Well, that is an extraordinarily difficult question of which I shall have to give great thought to. And I seem to remember it's something to do with the Never Regions, and it's not my field, but as an SHO, I did many of these. I'm sure it was an appendicectomy.
Well done. Well done.
It was very well done. He did it after infiltrating his own abdomen with local anesthetic and keeping himself awake by napping for 25-second intervals. That's just crazy. And he survived. Coming to you next, Philip. What is the zodiac sign of someone born on the 25th of December?
Right, I thought zodiac was a Ford. Oh, I've no idea. Mine's November. Can I go for? I would have said Scorpio for November. I think Capricorn comes after that one. I'm going for that.
It is. Well done. That's correct.
Excellent. Clear. I've got two questions for you. So the first is, which world leader celebrates his or her birthday, his birthday on Christmas Day?
I have absolutely no idea. So I'll have a guess and say something like Putin.
Oh, very close, but he's much nicer. It's the Canadian president, Justin Trudeau.
Justin. There you
very
go.
Close. Didn't very close. But Claire, you can have a point, right?
Oh, thanks very much. That's really good, you Craig.
And Claire, the supplementary question is, what age will he be this Christmas Day?
I think he's actually younger than I am. I think he's only in his late 40s, 46 or something.
Everybody is.
Wow.
I do have a genuine follow-up to that for you, Claire, actually. So in the next Six Nations rounds of rugby matches, when Scotland plays Ireland, what team is Rowan Parks likely to support?
That's an easy question. That's a very easy question, Claire.
It's a disgraceful answer. It's a disgusting answer, Professor.
Well, exactly, because I have...
Let Claire answer the question.
Exactly. Well, I have actually been at a rugby match with Professor Parks, and I can tell you it'll be the Greens, it'll be the Ireland, without a doubt.
Traitor.
I thought it was England.
Yeah. Any other match, I'll support Scotland, don't worry.
Bill, I think you're right. You thought it was England, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was England because he didn't want either to win.
Yeah. touche.
Okay, now, I think it would be fitting to start with our president again. What disease that has affected many members of the European monarchy goes by the eponym the Christmas disease?
Oh, that's, I know that. That's haemophilia B, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Very well done.
I can remember that from part one final exams.
Well, we won't say...
What year was that, Mike?
Well, I was about to say that. We won't say how embarrassingly long ago that is because we'll get in trouble, so we'll just shush.
Right, moving on to Rowan. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, are lyrics to which festive song?
Oh,
I can sing that for you if you want.
Yeah, if you sing it, I'll probably get the first line of it. jingle bell, rock. Jingle bell. Is that right?
That's correct. Well done.
Yes.
Oh, giddy up. Yep.
Who sang it?
Who sang it?
Because I know the answer to that.
We don't even know the answer to that.
You're old enough to remember it, Mike.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, it was before my time.
It came out.
Yeah, go on.
Who sang it? Go on. Impress us, Mike.
Bobby Helms.
Oh, wow. Well done. Very well done.
Which was the year I was born, Mike. So when you bought it, I was very young.
Right. We will end with you, Paula, for the very, very last question. What country traditionally gives London's Trafalgar Square a Christmas tree?
Norway.
Yeah. It is. Well done. Excellent.
Unfortunately, that was not quite the final question.
Gregory, ambush.
We're gonna press on. How well do you know your vice president, Mike? What is Rowan's favorite Christmas song?
What is Rowan's favorite Christmas song? Let me just think about that. It's when he sings it to me. All I want for Christmas is you.
Fantastic.
Rowan?
Very close.
Oh, what is my favourite Christmas song?
I'll go you with tell Mike's me. Answer. No, no, Mike was right. That was correct.
Okay, well, that was the right answer, was it?
It was. Right, so that's the quiz over. Well done, everyone. You all scored pretty highly. I think Paula's bottom of the leaderboard. Paula, do you want to redeem yourself? I've got one more question I can ask you.
Go ahead. Double points. Play your joker, Paula.
Yeah.
I'll try. You know, I just like the wooden spoon, so just try.
I think you could sing an Indian Christmas song to us.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. I would enjoy that.
Last Christmas, I broke your heart, and you will say, la 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 la. Does that sound okay, Alistair?
That's wonderful. Alex, we're coming.
Holy night. Mike closed his ears, so, you know.
You've awakened a monster, Alistair. Thanks for that. listen, you've all been awesome sports. Thank you very much for that. I'm hoping everyone listening to this absolutely enjoyed that, especially the serenade at the end. So thank you. Before we go, we'll give you an opportunity for one Christmas message to the members, fellows, and our audience. Mike, and then Rowan.
Well, I would just say you've got 5 days if you're in the UK to see your family and friends and things like that. But don't go daft, because it's still a difficult time. And just be careful, keep your social distance, and keep fit and keep healthy, and have a lovely Christmas.
Thanks for that. Rowan, and then Phil.
Yeah, just a happy Christmas to everyone, fellows, members across the globe. Trust you'll have some time, if possible, and safely with family and friends. It's been a different year, challenging year, unprecedented year. Isn't that all the words that are used? But I really hope 2021 for all our fellows and members across the world will be prosperous, enjoyable, and hopefully we'll return to some form of normality. But a very happy Christmas, and best wishes for 2021.
Here. Thank you. Phil, just before you give us your Christmas message, what is your favourite Christmas movie?
Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Oh, that's a lovely
They one. Always put it on.
Fair enough, I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, just happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year to everybody. And I really hope you have a fantastic time. Thank you.
Claire, back to you. Home Alone, fan or not a fan?
Absolutely love them. The first two, anyway, the first two were great. Numbers D, 4 and 5 were a bit disappointing, but number 1, superb.
Brilliant, brilliant films.
Great minds think alike, Claire. That is also my favourite Christmas movie. Thank you. Christmas message from you and then Alistair.
Just to say to everyone that, you know, it's been a difficult year, a challenging year, and I'm sure we're all getting to the end of this year and we haven't really achieved what we wanted to achieve this year. But I wouldn't feel too down about that. I think we should be kind to ourselves and forgive ourselves and just, you know, forget about 2020, move on and go and have a great new start in 2021.
That's great. Thank you very much. And hope you've had a good start to your tenure as Honorary Secretary. We'll be delighted to have you on the podcast in the near future, whenever you're free. So great to see you.
Thanks, Greg.
Alistair.
Yeah, just stay safe, everybody, and spend as much money as possible. But overall, have a very Merry Christmas.
Spoken by the true Honorary Treasurer of the College. Brilliant. And finally, Paula, you don't have to sing us out. You can sing us if you want, or just tell us your Christmas message.
I just want to say, affiliates, members, and fellows all over the world, we would like to thank you for all your hard work, motivation, and determination to overcome this dreadful virus. In this fight, we have lost some of our near and dear. You know, please accept our heartfelt condolences and for your families. And may the Almighty give you all the strength to bear this insurmountable loss. We will stand by you and offer support in any which way we can. This has been the most unusual year in my life. As we come to the end of this year, we wish you a healthy, happy, and peaceful holiday season. Thank you very much.
You're here. Well said. Wonderful. Thank you all very much. Ceci, I'll let you close the podcast.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. And I'm sure Gregory and I echo all the thoughts and heartfelt messages that our office bearers have given to our affiliates, our members, our fellows, and the entire world. We're taking a break from the podcast, and we will be back on the 8th of January with so much more for you to enjoy. And we wish you the very happiest of Christmases and a better new year than 2020 has proven to be. And take care of yourselves and stay safe. Bye, everyone.
Great. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much.